everyone. Welcome to ElementalEnglish.com. Today's podcast is from the series on intonation, finishing a statement in English. The musical pattern of ups and downs in your speech, in both the middle and end of your sentences, is called intonation. In English, there are three intonation patterns: rise, a full fall, and a partial fall. These different musical patterns communicate different messages to your listener. Compare the following two sentences: he's 40 years old versus he's 40 years old. Do you hear the difference? The wording is exactly the same, but the change in sound after the last content word, old, changes the entire purpose of the speech. In the first sentence, the speaker is merely making a statement, reporting a man's age. In the second utterance, the speaker is using intonation and a high pitch to show surprise. In English, the burden is on the speaker to be very clear. The listener should not work hard to understand communication. Therefore, speakers of English use the falling intonation pattern to tell the listener that he or she is finished with a sentence. For example, if I say, "I really want to improve my pronunciation," the pitch, the musical note, goes up on the focus word pronunciation, which gets the highest pitch. We then go down on and after the same word to tell the listener we are done with our sentence. And if appropriate, it tells the listener, now you can speak. First, practice the intonation in this sentence slowly so that you can hear the change in the musical notes, i.e. the change in pitch in your intonation pattern. Remember also to de-stress your function words and stress your content words to maintain the rhythm of English. Listen and repeat slowly. I really want to improve my pronunciation. Now, listen and repeat at a normal speed. I really want to improve my pronunciation. Could you hear the subtle ups and downs in the music of my speech? Side note, notice how I transformed want to wanna. Listen and repeat. I really want to improve my pronunciation. Let's practice. Remember that the pitch of your voice, the musical note, should go up on the focus word and then fully fall at or after the focus word to tell your listener that you have completed the sentence. Listen and repeat. I'm traveling to New York today, then to California next week. I'm traveling to New York today, then to California next week. I would love to get a master's degree in America, the UK, or Australia. I would love to get a master's degree in America, the UK, or Australia. She prefers cooking at home over eating out. She prefers cooking at home over eating out. We've been waiting for this moment for so long. We've been waiting for this moment for so long. They really shouldn't have gone out without asking our permission first. They really shouldn't have gone out without asking our permission first. My cell phone number is 347-555-1212. Notice how I pause between groups of numbers. My cell phone number is 347-555-1212. You can text me and let me know where we're meeting. You can text me and let me know where we're meeting. Native English speakers use intonation unconsciously and out of habit. So, if they don't hear the correct intonation pattern, they may not understand your message as you intended it. Don't forget to subscribe to the Elemental English podcast on iTunes. And if this lesson was helpful to you, feel free to share it with friends and family on Facebook and Twitter.